Chapter 2. The Visitors. The boys were cleaning tables in the pub. They were still talking about the jet.
Who owns it?
Henry asked his brother.
I don't know, Jake said. Nobody around here owns a jet.
Just then, a man and a woman came into the pub. Their clothes were new. Their light brown jackets and pants, their big black boots, their belts, their hats. The woman wore a long green and brown scarf around her neck.
Sorry, the pub isn't open yet, Jake told them.
Can I get a four-wheel drive here? The man said.
Oh, sorry, said Jake. My father just left with all the four-wheel drives. Our dad's a tour guide, Henry said. He takes people everywhere. To Birdsville, to the Simpson Desert.
The man turned to the woman.
Come on.
They turned to walk out of the pub. Jake saw that they both had large hunting knives on their belts. Jake thought,
who are these people? Everything they're wearing is new. They have lots of money. And Mum and Dad always say we need money.
Wait, said Jake. Where do you want to go? You can get to some places around here without a four-wheel drive. I could be your tour guide.
The visitors stopped and looked at each other. The woman said quietly,
We're in a hurry. A guide could be good.
The man nodded. He said to Jake,
We want to go to the dinosaur museum.
Henry said,
Oh, that's the best place. You can see Banjo and Matilda, huge dinosaurs. They lived here millions of years ago. And the museum has lots and lots of fossils and other stuff. And you can touch a fossil. I'm going to be a tour guide there one day. You look like the museum guides in your clothes. But they don't need to wear hunting knives. Do you go hunting? All the men in Winton go hunting. My dad hunts wild pigs.
Henry, Jake said, and his brother stopped talking. Then Jake said to the visitors,
I can take you to the dinosaur museum. We can leave in a minute. My mum will be back soon. Then we can go.
What about a car?
The man said.
We're not walking there, are we?
Oh, said Jake. Don't you have a car? The jet,
Henry said.
You came on that jet, didn't you?
The man and the woman looked at each other.
You talk a lot, kid, the man said.
Henry just kept talking.
Wow! That jet is amazing. When is it coming back for you? Can I see inside it?
Henry,
Jake said.
Shut up.
He smiled at the visitors.
Sorry, Winton is a small town. We don't get visitors coming on private jets every day.
Come on, the man said to the woman again. We'll have to find a car somewhere else.
Wait, Jake said. Can I still be your tour guide?
The Wheeler family needed money.
The pub didn't get many visitors, and only a few local people came in for a drink.
No kid, no car, no tour, no guide.
Just then, the boy's mother, Kay, came into the pub. She was carrying a box of bread and other things.
Oh, hello,
she said to the visitors.
Can I help you?
No, you can't, the man said. We want a four-wheel drive.
Sorry,
Kay said, putting the box down.
My husband has taken all of them, and we're the only place in town that has four-wheel drives.
But, Mom, Jake said, they only want to go to the dinosaur museum.
What about your car? It's safe to drive it to the museum. You don't need a four-wheel drive to get there, and I can be their tour guide.
Kay said, but I need my car, Jake. The man pulled out a lot of money from a pocket in his jacket. He held it in front of Kay.
Take it. We'll bring your car back soon. And your son.
Kay stared at the money. Then she nodded.
Okay, but you have to take both boys.
No, Mom, Jake said. Please?
Yes, said Henry.
I love going to the museum.
Kay said to her older son,
Jake, I have an important meeting at the bank this afternoon. I can't look after Henry. That's your job.
Tim and Kay Wheeler talked a lot about the bank. Things were not easy. Both their sons knew that the bank could take the pub one day. Kay took the money.
Yes, you can take my car, but it's not good on gravel roads. Please be careful with it. And look after my sons. They're good boys.
We will, smiled the woman.
Keys, please, said the man. We're in a hurry.
Kay got a piece of paper and a pen and gave it to the man.
Just your name and phone number, please, and your driver's license.
The man took out his driver's license. Kay read it, then she gave it back.
Will you be the only driver, Mr. Lynch?
Yes. My wife doesn't like to drive.
Don't you drive, Mrs. Lynch?
Henry said.
I can drive a car, and I'm only 11. Every kid in Winton can drive.
Kay said, Henry, go to the kitchen. Get some fruit and water bottles. And I made some sandwiches. You can take them. Hurry up. Henry went into the kitchen. Kay said quietly to Jake,
I know Henry talks a lot. Maybe ask Tina to take him with a tour group.
Tina was a friend of Jake and Henry. She worked as a tour guide at the museum. Kay saw the Lynch's hunting knives.
Do you both hunt?
She asked. Mr. Lynch smiled.
Oh, no. We like to find things, not hunt them. But we know about the wild animals here in the outback. We like to be safe.
Henry came back with a bag of food and drink. Jake got his mother's keys and said to Mr. and Mrs. Lynch,
"Well, let's go.
The tour starts now."